Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Mem Tes. We begin on Mem Ches Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara to two dots. Ma'arovi Shomayim, the Mishnah described the Nisuch Hayayin and Nisuch Hamayim. So on Sukkahs, they would also pour some water into this container, which was situated on the Mizbeach at the Dorim Ma'arov corner. There were two containers. One was meant for Yayin, one was meant for Mayim. Ma'arovi Shomayim, the one closer to Ma'arov, was meant for water. And the Mishnah tells us that they would instruct this fellow who was about to pour the water, you know what, lift your hand up so that it's plain and evident to all that you're actually pouring that water into the container the way you're supposed to do it. Otherwise, perhaps, we'll suspect that you're a tzaduki. Who didn't believe in the Nisuch Hayayin Amayim because it wasn't spelled out in the Pasuk. They only believed in Torah Shebichtav. In fact, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Brasa, Ma'asa. There was a story involving a certain tzaduki, Shenisech al gabi raglav, who instead of pouring that water into the container, poured it all over his feet. Urgamu kalaombes regain, and the entire crowd was in an uproar. They pelted him with their estrogen, and according to Rashi, with stones as well. And that day, you know what happened? Nifgemo keren ha-mizbeach, the corner of the mizbeach got chipped. Veviu bol shel melech, and they quickly brought a fistful of salt, v'susamu, and they filled up the gap. Lo mipnei shiuch shel avoida, not because filling the gap with salt would enable the mizbeach to be used for avoida. No, the mizbeach is still puzzle. So why then did they do it? Elo mipnei shelo yeroa mizbeach pogum, just simply that the mizbeach shouldn't appear to be chipped and missing. And this was covered for the mizbeach just to fill it up temporarily. Let's go down to Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Nifkim okeren ha-mizbeach, says Rashi, ayde avonim. So Rashi adds stones to the mix. They throw some stones at him. Shazar kubay, the mizbeach got chipped. And they brought some salt, bol shel melech, molei egrif, a fistful. Lo mipnei shehi mizbeach kasher la'avoda b'stimazu, not to enable the mizbeach for use, for avoda. It wasn't machshir the mizbeach. It's not a proper repair job. Hela kadei shelo yireh pogam mipnei akavi. Let's continue on the Gemara on Memtes Amud Aleph. Shekol mizbeach, why was the mizbeach puzzle? Just by getting chipped? Yeah. Shekol mizbeach she'en lo yiloi kemish. A mizbeach which is missing one of these features, one of the following features. Loi kevish, it's missing its ramp. Loi keren, or its keren. So the top surface of the mizbeach featured four kronis, which actually extended above the surface of the mizbeach. So either one of those kronis are missing, mizbeach is possible, such as in this case when the keren was chipped. It's as though it's not there, and mizbeach is possible. V'lo yisoid, or it's missing the bottom step, that's called the foundation, the yisoid. V'lo ribua, or its squareness is not there, so let's say the corner was chipped. In either case, pasul la'avoda. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer af ha-soiviv, even if it's missing just the walkway, the ramp around the mizbeach, that would also be enough reason to be pasul the mizbeach. Why specifically these things? Let's go over to Rashi on the top line. Shekol mizbeach lahochi ein kasha la'avoda. You know why mizbeach was not pasul? Shekol mizbeach she'en lo keren v'kevish. If the mizbeach is missing any of these elements, pasul la'avoda hachi garsinan. Rashi explains, what is the keren? Amma even, amma al amma brum amma. That's the corners sticking out of the mizbeach. L'chol keren v'yisoid dainu amma knisa rishoina. The yisoid is referring to the bottom step. So remember, on the bottom we had an amma going up and amma going in. That's called the yisoid, the foundation of the mizbeach. If it's missing that, it's possible. V'ribo, what does that mean? She'ena meruba, if it's not properly squared. M'chaser echad mikol elu pasul. V'taima, why? Amar avhuna b'shchitas kachim. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses it. Shekol makim shenemar ha-mizbeach la'akev. Whenever we have the word ha-mizbeach, it denotes absoluteness. Ha-mizbeach. Dachi mashma. Ha-mizbeach. Zehu ha-mizbeach. Ha-osukein. If it has this, it's called mizbeach. V'hanach b'kulu k'siv ha-mizbeach. Now, in all these things, kevesh, keren, etc., we have the word ha-mizbeach. How is that? Al-kronais, ha-mizbeach. Be'etzbach, b'miluim. U'be'kevesh k'siv, el-prei, ha-mizbeach. How do we know that's the kevesh? It says Rashi, va'kevesh, that's the ponim, that's the front, that's the face of the mizbeach. Va'kevesh hu ponav shel mizbeach. Shu pischoi v'al yosa, that's how you access the mizbeach. So when it says al prei hamizbeach, apparently the kevish is critical. Ubi yisoid ksiv el yisoid hamizbeach. So we find the term mizbech applied to all these elements, and therefore we know they're critical and absolute. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Omer, he adds the soiviv as well. Ava soiviv, ma'akvai. So the soiviv was around 6 amas up alongside the mizbech. So you had the amma going up and in, that's the soid. 5 up and 1 in, that's the soiviv. That's like a ramp, a walkway around the mizbech. That's also me'akev, the kosover karkav ha-mizbeach, when the pasuk says karkav, and the word ha-mizbeach, to denote absoluteness, what is the karkav? Zeh ha-soiviv, v'rinem b'ha-mizbeach. So we know it's needed. V'rabban, who disagree with Rabbi Yosi, they hold that the soiviv is not critical, because they hold that karkav is not the walkway. Sviru zeh ha-kir, that's some sort of engravement and designs around the mizbeach. V'achay amrinim b'zvachim perek shikach. Okay, so you have the masa with the tzuki. He misapplied the water and he got pelted for it. The Mizbeach got puzzled because the Karen got chipped. Now we learned in the Mishnah that the wine and water would be poured through these containers, but then they would actually go into the Mizbeach and, as we're going to learn now, they end up in the Shisin, some sort of hollowed cavity beneath the Mizbeach. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar B'Yechon. Shisin, these hollow cavities beneath the Mizbeach, to which the wine and water would reach and would trickle down to. They were there from 6 days of creation. They were created by Hashem, the miraculous phenomenon there deep down in the below the ground, very deep down. This is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and the drasha is like this. Chamuke yirechayich. Chamuke, Rashi says, lashon of hidden, something hidden. Yirechayich, like a thigh, a hidden thigh, which is the support of the body. So this is the shisin, those cavities beneath the mizbeach, sort of the foundation of the mizbeach. Elo ha-shisin, it's referring to these hollowed cavities beneath the mizbeach. K'moy chaloim, why the word chaloim? Shemcholonin v'yardim ad ha-toim. They were hollowed out and extended all the way to the toim, to the inner depths of the underground. Masei de Amon, the pasuk continues, Masei de Amon, Zumasei de Umnosei Shakadosh Baruch Hu. They were the handiwork of Hashem. So these things were crafted by Hashem during the days of creation. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, he also maintains that it was something miraculous. The pasuk says Bereishis. And the drash is Al Tikri Bereishis. Instead of reading just Bereishis, the drash is Ella Barashis. Hashem created the shis, these shis, and these cavities beneath the mizbeach. Tanya Rabbi Yosi says like this. He also maintains that the Shisin extended all the way down to the depths of the underground. Shisin mechulalin v'yardin ad tohim. The Shisin were these hollow cavities which would extend all the way down to the depth of the underground. Shenemar, we have a pasuk in Yeshaya where the Navi sort of sings a song of lamentation in the place of Hashem, sort of expressing Hashem's sentiments and feeling bad, so to speak, as a result of the Churb Beis HaMikdash. Ashir Noli Didi, let me sing the song of my beloved. Let me sing on his behalf, on behalf of Hashem. Shir Az Doidi, this is the Shir of my beloved. Le Karmi, on account of his lost vineyard. Kerem Hoyi Le Didi, my friend had a vineyard, Big Keren, in a corner, Ben Shemin, in an area which was very fertile. In the Beis Hamikdash, Vayaskeu, and he fenced it. He built walls around it. The cities in Eretz Yisrael were walled cities, protected. Vayisakleu, and he cleared all the stones. He took away all the goyim so that they have no influence on Klal Yisrael. Vayitayu Sorek, and he planted this most beautiful, high quality vine for the Beis Hamikdash. Vayiven Migdal B'Seichai, and he even built a tower in it. Vigam Yekev Chatzaboy, and he formed this Yekev, this pit, this wine press in that area. What does this mean? What's the drasha? What's it referring to? Vaita Eyu Sirik. He planted this high quality vine, Zebes HaMikdash, which Rashi says is the Sherish and the Ikron of Israel. This connects us to Hashem. Vaiva Migdal. He built this tower, Besoichai, Zemizbeach, which protects us. It's Mechapar and Avaris, protects us from all Ancient. V'gam yekev chatz abay elu hashisin. He formed this yekev, this pit, this wine press, in that area, underneath the Beisach, underneath the Mizbeach, referring to the shisin, these cavities, which would extend underneath the Mizbeach, perhaps all the way down to the depths of the Tohen. Let's go over to Rashi. So you'll notice where the lines widen, about 2-3 lines before that. Li Yedidi. So this is a sheer Li Yedidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to Hashem. Bishviloi ani mesheiroi. I'm singing, I'm expressing these sentiments instead of him, on behalf of him. Ubimkoima ani likboil al zois. I'm lamenting on the following. Shiraz doidi lekarmi al karmi. On account of his lost vineyard. Kerem hayil adidi bekerem ben shemen. He had a vineyard in Kerem ben shemen. What does that mean? Beretz Yisrael. Zobis hashmeina mikol arotis. A very fertile, high quality corner. Higher and better than all the other lands. Vayas keyu. Bonalem arim. Betsuris mukafes losaima briach. Ketabas demtagimin and iska. Hashem had them built. Had them build cities which are protected and walled. Vaisakleu. He pulled away all the stones, clear the area. Ka'adam ha'mafana, avonim, karmic. As a person who clears his vineyard from any stones. Kaloyma, what does this mean? Pina ha'umis mipneim. He cleared all the nations on account of their arrival. Shalay yeshu ba'aretzim. So that they're not present when Yisrael out there. Penechtu oisim. They might have negative influence on them. Vaite'eyu sorek. Not to give fun of mishubachis. He planted these high quality vines. Vloyis mer, not just branches. He took the actual vines, shoshim asram, with the roots. Zebes hamigdash. That's referring to the migdash. Shu shersha. That's a root. Veikron shemachabavon from the makom that connects us. With an absolute connection to Hashem. Vayivim migdal besoicher. The mizbeach. Ha'asu kimigdal oyz. That's built like a tower that protects us from all misfortune. Vegam yekev chatzav boy. Boyso migdal in the middle in the mizbeach. He formed this yekev. What is yekev? Who boir chafer, this pit. V'chein adik v'yamelech beis shichad amakal ha-shashiach ha-mora p'shem alaz. So according to these shittas, it would seem that the shisan are not really accessible. They extend all the way down to the depths of the time. Now the Gemara is going to present an opposing view. Tanya, Omer ablaz bar tzadik. The shisan were actually accessible, very accessible. In fact, little katan, there was this little opening. Haya, ben kevesh le mizbech, between the ramp and the mizbech, maravish al kevesh, on the marav side of the kevesh. Two ways to understand this Gemara. According to Rashi over here, we have the mizbech, we have the ramp, we have this side being marav. So Rashi learns that on the ramp, there was between the ramp and the mizbech, there was some little gap. And towards the left side of the ramp, the marav side, in that gap, there was a sort of an entranceway to get to the chambers beneath the Mizbeach. However, Tosis elsewhere, and there's a Mishnah Mides, which seems to describe this lul as being located on the floor. So you have the Mizbeach and the Kevesh, and on the floor between Mizbeach and Kevesh, in that area there was a little tile which they would lift up, which would reveal an entranceway, a maintenance entrance, through which they would go and try to access those cavities, those shisim. Lul katan hoye ben kevesh lemizbech. There was this entranceway, this little opening between kevesh and mizbech. Maravish al kevesh on the marav of the kevesh. Va'achas l'shiv mishon. Now, once in every 70 years, once a generation, pirchei kehuna, the youngsters, young kehanim, yordin l'sham, they would descend, they would go down to the shisin for a maintenance visit. Humalaktin misham yain korish, and they would extract, they would collect all this congealed wine which was sitting there for 70 years, shedoyim legulat veil, which would appear now like these round pressed figs. So this was an accumulation of all the wine poured in there throughout all these years. So apparently, it's accessible. He doesn't hold that the shisan would extend all the way down to the tohaim. It was actually pretty shallow and accessible. So to take this congealed wine, uboin v'sorfen oisa b'kedusha, and come and burn it in a makom kodesh in the azara, as required. Shinema, how do we know it's meant to be burnt there? Ba'kodesh hasech nesech sheichel Hashem. And we learn that just as the pouring, nesech, is meant to be Hashem and in a makam kodesh on the Mizbeach, likewise ba'kodesh, which is referred to the burning of this wine, is meant to take place at that same location. Sezma kishem shenesucha b'kedusha, just as the pouring is meant to be in a makam kodesh, kach srifasa b'kedusha, likewise the burning of this wine congealed wine is meant to be in a makam kaddish. Now, where do you see any mention of burning wine as this pasuk? It says b'kodesh hasich nesach shechel Hashem. We only have the nesach. What do we have anything about burning? It says, well, my mashma. Where did you see any burning in this pasuk? Amar Avina. We learn it through Gzeres Shava. Asu kodesh kodesh. We derive it through Gzeres Shava using the word kodesh. Ksiv hacha b'kodesh hasich nesach. Over here we have the word b'kodesh hasich nesach uksiv hasim, and by noiser we have v'saraftos ha-noiser b'ish lo ye'ochel ki kodeshu. And over there kodesh is in reference to burning the noiser. You have leftover meat from a carbon, you have to burn it. So just as the kodesh over there is associated with burning, likewise the word kodesh over here is related to the burning and burning of the wine. And just as the Nesach is meant to be Makam Kaddish, the word Bakodesh, referring to the burning of that congealed wine, is meant to take place in a Makam Kaddish as well. So sure, the Masa Nisach is the Ikar Avoida, but there's still what to be done with that wine. You have to complete the mitzvah by burning it properly in a Makam Kaddish. Oh, so we have two shitas as per the location of the Shisan. According to the Rabbanan, it was down in the depths of the underground in the Tahaim, inaccessible. According to the Blessed Rabbi Tzaddik, was something actually accessible and was visited periodically by the Pirchei Kehuna for maintenance purposes. If so, says the Gemara, let's take a look at the following Mishnah. Keman Ozla, in accordance with which Shita, is the following Mishnah stated, Hadasnan, Nisachem, let's say a wine, intended for Nisach Hayayin, but Chil, initially, before it was poured, by Alan Boyan, if one diverts it for personal use, he has committed Mila, because it's Kachay Gavai, it's a carbon meant for the Mizbeach. Once they were poured, however, Yardu L'Shisen, they came down and they descended into those cavities, it's finished. The mitzvah is over. Ein mu yalan b'hen. If one partakes in this wine, he has not committed me'ila, because they're no longer intended for the mizbeach. So that's the Mishnah. Now let's think. Whose shita are we following? The fact that the Mishnah relates to the wine after it has descended into the Shisen. Apparently it's accessible. Whose shita are we following? Lema Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadiki? Shall we say it's only Rabbi Lezer who maintains that the wine was still accessible because the shisim were pretty shallow? Lema Rabbi Lezer Tzadiki? The Rabban, because according to Rabban, it doesn't make sense. Hanachti lehu l'taim. The water has descended into the depths of the underground, totally inaccessible. Nachti lehu l'taim. So why would the Mishnah even bother teaching us the halachos of that wine which is inaccessible? It says, well, no, I feel the Rabban. You know what? This Mishnah can be found in the Rabban as well. But the Iklet was speaking that he intercepted that wine on its way down. And the Mishnah is telling us, once it's been poured, there's no Me'ila. So we're not speaking that it already reached the Shisan, which are certainly inaccessible. We're speaking that he caught it mid-air. He did the Nisach, the pouring, which is the Akrava. And once he's done that, even though the wine is still mid-air, the Akrava has been done with. And therefore, there's no longer Me'ila. There's another version of this discussion. We had a Mishnah which spoke about Nesach. So initially, before pouring, there is Mila. It's intended to be used as a carbon. But after pouring, once it reached the Shisan, it's no longer Mila, because the Hakrava has been completed. So, whose Shita are we following? Who holds that after pouring, the Avoid is completed? Lema Rabbananhi. Perhaps it's only Shitas Rabbanan who maintained that there's nothing to be done anymore after pouring. You just pour it and that's it. It will disappear into the depths of the ground. And therefore, even if he catches that wine mid-air, it's expired wine. There's no longer any use for it. There's no longer a mitzvah going to be done with it. And therefore, there's no meal. V'loy Rab Lezber Tzadik, but it can't be followed Rab Lezber Tzadik. Why? Di Rabbi Lazar, because according to him, why is there no me'ila? You can go down eventually and take it out to burn. Akate b'kedusha sayu kaim. L'chayr, it still has kedusha, because there's still a mitzvah to be fulfilled with it. You have to burn it b'kodesh. So shall we say so? Shall we say that this Mishnah, which exempts the wine from me'ila, after pouring, it's exempt from me'ila, is specifically the Rabbanon? But according to Rabbi Lezer, it would still have me'ila because of the sreifa that still needs to be applied. So the Gemara, no. Ah, feel the tamer Rabbi Lezer. You know what? Even Rabbi Lezer would agree, there's no longer me'ila. Why? Because the main avoida, was already performed through the Nisuch. The fact that you have to burn it 7 years later, that's another additional enhancement. It's another kiva mitzvah. That's not considered hakrovas hakarbon. And meila is related to kachi gavoya, to something which is associated with the mizbeach, a carbon. It's no longer a carbon after Nisuch. Ein lecha davar shenasa mitzvasi. You never find that there will be something after its mitzvah has been performed, after its hakrova has been completed, umay alamboy, that meila should still apply. In this case as well. Once the Nisuch took place, the hakrova has been completed, and therefore there's no meila. Amar Rish Lakish. When they would pour the wine on the mizbeach, they would first block up the drainage system for a little while so that it gets full and overflowing, in fulfillment of the pasuk, the fact that the pasuk describes it as Sheichel Hashem indicates that we're meant to pour the wine in this manner. My mashma, how do you see it from this pasuk? Amra Papa, Shechar, the word Shechar has many meanings. Lashon Shtia, drinking. Lashon Svia, satiation, fullness. Lashon Shechrus, intoxication. And Rashi adds, Lashon Shechrus v'simcha v'nesicha. So the point of pouring it, Shechar, Nesach, Shechar Hashem, is to do it in a way of fullness, satiation, simcha, shechrus. So fill up the, plug up the drain up for a little while so that it fills up, looks overflowing, Lashon Simcha, full, satiated, and then they would unplug the drain and let it trickle down. Amra Papa Shema, you know, we can learn from this an interesting lesson regarding becoming satiated from drinking. Kisava inish chamra. How does a person really get satiated from wine? Migroini sava, from his throat, meaning the larger the gulp, the more satisfying it is. As opposed to when it comes to food, you can eat in small increments. The result is what counts. If a person is full at the end of the day, he's full. Irrelevant of how slow he ate his food. When it comes to liquids and drinking, it's the manner of drinking which affects the person. If he drinks in large gulps, he feels more satiated. And that's what we learn from this Gemara. Svia, shichra, satiation comes from large gulps, from feeling full as the person drinking it. Amar Rava, that's why it's Soma Rabbanan, says Rav, I'll give advice to a young Talmud Chacham. Doesn't necessarily have access to much wine, so be economical. Economize your wine. Get maximum benefit. Ligma gemui, he should take large gulps so that he feels satiated with his small amount of wine. In fact, Rava himself, akosa de brichas, when he had a kosher bracha opportunity, agma gemui, he would take large gulps, Rashi says, derech svia mishum chiv of mitzvah, to show his dearness of the mitzvah. It's interesting to note that on Yom Kippur, we have a difference between the shear of Achila, which was uniform. I think Mar spoke about a large date, Kasemis Hagasa. So irrelevant who you are, this plump date, shear, is the shear of Achila Yom Kippur. Whereas when it comes to drinking, you may remember the Gemara says it's tully in Muloy Lugmov. It's personal, a cheekful. The question is why when it comes to Achila, it's uniform, equal share for all people. When it comes to drinking, it's all relative to a person's mouth size. So based on this Gemara, we have clarity, perhaps. Because when it comes to Achil, it's the result that counts, the fullness. And Chamu Mishar, they estimated that that amount of food gives you at least a minimum amount of Sviya. But when it comes to drinking, it's all personal. Chamra, Migroini Sama, it's all in the drinking. It's in the manner of Shtia, and therefore each person is affected differently. It all depends on his manner of drinking and his mouthful, which will make him feel satisfied and satiated, and therefore that's the Shear Yom Kippur. Dorash Rava. May dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? Mayofu pamayim pamayich. Banolim. Vas nadim. This is a pasuk in Shear Shir. Mayofu pamayich banolim vas nadim. What does this mean? Mayofu pamayisein shal Yisrael. How beautiful are the footsteps of Yisrael b'shosh oil regel, when they're on the way up to be oil regel to the Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk continues bas nadiv. What does that mean? Kol Yisrael are the daughter, is the daughter of nadiv. Bitei shal Avraham Avinu shenikru nadiv. Kol Yisrael is the bas of Avraham Avinu, who's described as nadiv. Says Rashi off to the left. B'na'olam b'aliyas regalam, nadiv. Why is Avram referred to as nadiv? Shenadvoy liboy lahakir is boyer. Avram Avinu stepped forward. He offered to commit to Hashem's service. So nadiv, nadava, generosity, offering, initiating, volunteering. Who was the first volunteer to connect to Hashem? Avram Avinu. We are referred to as bas nadiv. We come to Oyle Regal. We're showing our love to Hashem. Our nadivas, our ahava. And therefore the pasuk, in the context of our Lila Regal, relates us back to our source, to our example, to our forefather, Avram Avinu, who was the ultimate nadvan. What do we find that Avram Avinu is referred to as nadiv? Shenemar. Pasuk says, nadiv amim ne'asafu. All the converts, the gerim of the nations will gather together. Am alokei Avram. They will be now considered the nation of the God of Avram. Now, why are the gerim relating to Hashem as Elokei Abraham? Why Elokei Abraham, v'loi, for instance, Elokei Yitzchak, or v'Yaakov? Ella, there's a reason for this. Because they identify with Hashem as the Elokei Abraham. Elokei Abraham shall yitchil el gerim, because Avram Avinu was the first ger. Right? It was his nedavas halev, which born to become a ger, and all the gerim in the world identify with Avram Avinu. Now, simply speaking, because Avram Avinu was their motivator. He was the first, the ger, he led the way. But the Rabbi Shechaim Lotzato, the Ramchal, in Sefer Derech Hashem, explains a much deeper dimension to this Gemara. He says that, you know, how does a ger connect to Kal Yisrael? Once Kal Yisrael is formed as a nation, as a unit, how can we accept addition? So he says, when Avram Avinu became a ger, Avram Avinu really enabled the concept of gerus for all people. So when a ger now volunteers and comes forward to join Klal Yisrael, it's by way of connecting to Avram Avinu. That's the channel. That's the way he connects to Klal Yisrael, by way of Avram Avinu, who was the first ger. In fact, that's why we refer to a ger as Ben Avram, whatever his name is, Moshe Ben Avram, Avram Ben Avram, because Avram Avinu is his root, is his connection. He connects through Avram Avinu to Klal Yisrael. So spiritually speaking, Avram Avinu is his father. He's a yid because he's considered an extension of Avram Avinu, the Tchila Leger. Tana de Bei Rav Anon. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Chamuke yirechayich, and he learns that it's speaking about Torah. Why is a Torah referred to as chamuke yirechayich? A thigh? Lama nimshelu divrei Torah ki yorech. Why is Torah compared to a thigh? Lo imloch to teach you. Ma yorech b'seisa, just as a thigh is concealed and hidden, af divrei Torah b'seisa. Likewise, Torah is meant to be learned with modesty, with tznius, b'seisa. V'hainu d'amr b'lazer, as Blazer tells us, that regarding all mitzvahs, we have to be careful to perform them with modesty, with tznius. Ma dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Higid l'cha adam atoiv. Hashem tells a person, what is good? Uma Hashem darish mimcha. What does Hashem expect of you? It's the following. Ki im asois mishpat, to do justice. V'havas chesed, to have love of chesed. V'atznei leches im alekecha, and to walk modestly with Hashem. What does this mean? Asois mishpat, that's referring to din, zeadin, to do justice. Even when you do a favor, it has to be done the right way. Vavas chesed, zumgulas chasadim, to be engaged in the chesed. Vatznei leches im alekecha, what is that referring to? Zuhoitzos hameis, when one is engaged in taking out a mace for burial. Vachnosis kala l'chupa, or conversely, participating in bringing a kala to chupa. Even though these things are, by nature, public events, still in all, a person should be careful to minimize exposure. Do things modestly, but sneers. V'alidvarim kavachomer. We can learn from there through a kavachomer that this concept of sneers is something to be applied to all mitzvahs, including Torah. Why? Uma dvarim shadarkan la'asoysen mefarhesya. If we find that by these things, a levaya, a wedding, which are things that are typically public events, still, what does the Torah say? Amr Torah, hatznei aleches, take care to do it modestly. Don't publicize. Dvarim shadarkan lasoisim betzina. Things which are meant to be done privately, like at staka, like learning. Al chasham v'kama surely, tznius is preferred. And therefore we learn from here that regarding all mitzvahs, tznius is definitely a preferred way to do it. Let's go over to Rashi, off to the left. Now, how do we know that Hatznei Leches is referring specifically to being koyver a mace or participating in a wedding? Says Rashi, interesting pshat. Dichsibu Leches, because the word Leches, going, is used to describe both of these events, as we find in Kehelas. Toiv lo Leches, el beis avel. Mi Leches, el beis mishta. So when the pasuk says Hatznei Leches, it's a reference to a wedding, to a levaya. Av shom tzorech hatznia, says Rashi. Tznius is important, even over there. What does this mean? Lusoid midano, lusmayach midano. We're at a wedding. Stay dignified. V'loy lahanig kalas roish ba'atzmi. Another pshat, says Rashi. The person's financing these events. A funeral, a wedding. He's involved in behind-the-scenes arrangement. Do it quietly with modesty. Yesh oimrim tzorech lebazbez loitzos meis oni. He has to finance the funeral of a poor maze, or to enable a wedding. Yasa betzina, do it quietly, with modesty, with tzina. Don't go publicize your good deeds. V'chein mefarish b'shultas darvachim. Dvarim shadakal asesim betzina. So since, when it comes to things which are by nature public events, we still are warned against publicizing it unnecessarily. Certainly things which are darkal asesim betzina. If you're going to stalk, honey, tennis, lani, but say so. She ain't zerach le'i di'al ha'shamadim. We'll go publicize it. Mashenken b'meis v'kala. V'sha'achirim mis'askim b'hen. V'yoydim ha'yitziyam v'shalmi. So Rashi is just pointing the difference between kala and meis, where inevitably other people are going to be involved, and it gets out somehow. So that's something which is, by nature, a public thing. So the two pshatim on Rashi, the first pshat was that he's participating physically. He's going to the wedding, he's dancing by the wedding, he's going to the funeral, he's dancing by the wedding, still do it in a dignified manner, but sneers. But in the second pshat, that he's actually contributing financially, why is it considered a davar b'farhesis? Rashi says because it's not a private event, others are involved, and inevitably it's going to get out. So even these things, which are by nature more public, still keep modest, keep sneers. And certainly, when it comes to things which are by nature, to be kept under wraps, like tzedakah, of course, tznius is required. V'hayinu d'amar Rabbi Elazar, d'chol migli b'li tznius, v'adil d'vir Torah, everything in the world, everything in Torah and mitzvahs, should be done between you and Hashem as a private event, no need to publicize, no need to advertise. In fact, I once heard a pshat, v'atznei aleches, when we see a person conducts himself with tznius, and all that he does, in his Torah, in his tefillah, in his chesed, that's a raya, that's a proof that imalekecha, that he's with Hashem. He's satisfied with his personal relationship with Hashem. He doesn't need public approval. He doesn't need the mishaberech and the shul. He's good with Hashem. In fact, I saw another pshat, a similar pshat, when it comes to tamim tia. Pasuk also says, Tamim Tiyah, Im Hashem Alekech. And Rashi says there that Tamim means that he conducts himself with confidence, with security. He knows that he's in Hashem's hands. He's not apprehensive about the future. He's totally secure and confident that Hashem will lead him in the right direction. So a person who lives a life of Tamim Tiyah, what does the Pasuk say? Im Hashem Alekech. That's the biggest indicator that he's living with Hashem. It's him and Hashem. Hashem is running his life. And therefore he's secure, he's serene, and no worries about the future. Continues the Gemara. Amar Belazar, God al ha'isit staka, yoyser mekala karbonis. A person who engages in staka, his merit is greater than all karbonis. Shenemar, asoit staka mishpat, nifchar, it's favor to Hashem, nifchar l'Hashem, mi zevach. Greater than all the karbonis. Why is that? Says the Chida, because tzedakah can atone even for a willful averim. Tzedakah tatzel l'mavis, as opposed to karbonis, for the most part, only going to address a shogeg. So tzedakah stands higher than karbonis. V'amar b'lazo. Inasmuch as we speak about the greatness of tzedakah, there's something even greater than that. Gedoyla gemilas chasadim, engaging in chesed, is yoser ben tzedakah. So helping somebody with his packages, lending him something when he's a tired of need, is even greater than tzedakah. Shenemar ziru lachem letzedakah. The pasuk describes tzedakah as planting, as seeding, v'kitru lefi chesed, and chesed is described as reaping, as harvesting, and harvesting is more enjoyable and beneficial than just seeding. Why? Im odem zareya, when a person actually plants his crops, it's an uncertain future. Does he know whether his crops will be successful? Safek oichel, he might actually reap the crop. Safek ein oichel, he might not get to consume it. It might be a failed crop. As opposed to odem koitzer, is actually reaping and harvesting his crop by the oichel. Certainly, he'll have benefit from it. So when you give tzedakah, well, you don't know. Is this person really worthy of the tzedakah? It's a toss-up. When it comes to chesed, you know this person's in need. You're helping him out. It's a vada. In fact, even when it comes to tzedakah, says the Gemara, the ikar schar of tzedakah is in accordance with the chesed element, with the heart involved in the tzedakah. Varma blazer, ein tzedakah mishtalemes, el lefi chesed sheba. The schar received on account of tzedakah is based on the chesed factor involved in the tzedakah, as Rashi explains. How much sensitivity was involved? How much effort? What about the timing? Rashi says, you'll give it to him when the commodities are cheap, when he can actually invest it, when he can use it for good purpose. So the effort, the heart, the sensitivity, that's the chesed element within the tzedakah, and the tzedakah is judged by the chesed element. Shenemar zero lechem l'tzedakah. When you plant tzedakah, v'kitru, but the schar that you receive is lefi chesed, in accordance with the chesed element within the tzedakah. Tanur Rabbanu b'shloisha dvarim. With the following three things, we find that doyla gemilas chasadim yoisim not tzedakah. Chesed has three advantages over tzedakah. How is that? Tzedakah is only b'mamayna. It's just a check. Gemilas chasadim bein begufa b'mamayna. You can perform chesed by way of money, alone, begufa, physically, dancing at the wedding. So it's more encompassing, more involving than just writing a check. Tzedakah, laniyim, that can only be performed with poor people who are in need of money. Gemilas chasadim, on the other hand, is for everybody. Bein laniyim, or bein lashir. A wealthy person could sometimes need a good word, pat on the back, kiruv. So chesed is much more broad. Tzedakah is only lachaim, can only do tzedakah with a living person. On the other hand, gemilas chasadim involves anybody. Bein lachaim, bein lemeisim, join a funeral, do a hesped. The person who's involved in tzedakah mishpat, ki'ilu milei kol ha'olam kulei chesed. The fact that he's doing tzedakah, that generates a corresponding response from Hashem, and it fills the entire world with midas ha'chesed. Hashem conducts the world with chesed. Shenemar oyev tzedakah mishpat. What happens then? Chesed Hashem mal'ah ha'aretz. The world is filled with chesed. Shema toima. Perhaps you'll say, well, anybody could tap into it. Anybody could just jump into the opportunity and do chesed properly? No, says the Gemara. It's an opportunity given to people who are deserving of this opportunity. How precious. So a person has to have a schus to be zeicha, to do chesed properly, to do mitzvah properly, to do tzedakah properly. Rashi says that a person has to be zeicha that his money should end up with the ani that's really deserving of that money. It says the Gemara, Yochel af Yirei Shemayim came. Perhaps Yirei Shemayim also has this impediment, this difficulty of finding the right opportunity to do chesed. Tamal Loim, no. The chesed Hashem me'olam ad olam, al Yireiv, Hashem grants his Yireiv, those who fear him, the opportunity to do chesed. Omer af Chamer Papa, kol odom sheyesh lechein. If you see that a person is full of grace, and he's well-liked, v'yadua shi'irei shemayim, apparently he's a yirei shemayim, and on account of his yirei shemayim, it sort of shines out. It is zeicha, that he finds favor in the eyes of people. Shenemar chesed Hashem, this chesed, this grace, me'il madayim al yireya, descends on the ones who fear him. V'amar b'lazer, my dechsiv, how do I understand the pasuk? This is the pasuk in the Eishes Chayal. Pi ha'poscha b'chachma, v'soras chesed al ha'shayna. Now, why is it called Teras Chesed? Teras Teira. What do you mean Teras Chesed? A certain brand of Teira called Teras Chesed? Yeah, there are two types of Teira. V'chiyesh Teira Shal Chesed. V'yesh Teira Shein Shal Chesed. Is that so? That there is Teira called Teras Chesed and Teira which is not Chesed? Yes, there is. Ela Teira Lishma. When a person learns Teira Lishma to connect himself to Hashem, to elevate the entire world, that Teira, Zuhi Teira Shal Chesed, contains chesed within it, because it's not only personal. He's not only after his personal interest and benefit. He's there to impact and influence the entire world. That's Teres Chesed. Whereas Teres Shalai Lishma, just to derive personal gain, without having anybody else in mind, Zuhi Teres She'enu Shal Chesed, sure, it's Teres, but it's lacking in that chesed element. Another pshat, Ikad Amri, some explained, Teres Le Lamda, he's engaged in learning Teres, with the mindset to learn, teach it to others as well, and he's sacrificing to give it over to others, then he has both elements wrapped in one. Zui Teres Shel Chesed, that's Teres Chesed. Shloi Lelamda, but if he's just learning for his own sake, it's a personal engagement, a personal endeavor. Zui Teres Shein Shel Chesed, sure, it's Teres, but it's lacking. It's no longer Teres Shel Chesed. You know, Yashe, that's how one said, other people can do Chesed, they have... it's part of their life. I don't do chesed. I sit and learn all day. Where's my chesed? He said, this is my chesed. He says, I don't have extra time. I don't have extra money. How do I do chesed? I learn. And when people have shyness and they send questions to me, I give them clarity. Isn't that chesed? It's also Teres Chesed. So this fits very well with our Gemara. Teres Lishma, Teres Lelamda, that indeed is called Teres Chesed Alishem. Okay, let's do a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with a tzduki, who before pouring that water onto his feet, and he got pelted with esroigim and with stones, it was back at puzzle. We learned about the shisim, two opinions. One is that they extend all the way down to the tohaim created by Hashem during sheshes mebereshis, breshis, barashis. Rav Lezer Tzadik maintained it was actually closer up to the surface and would merit a maintenance visit once in every 7 years. We learned that in the Nesachim have me'ilah, prior to being poured, because it's still intended for Akrova, but after Nisuch, there's no longer Me'ilah, and according to the Maskon of the Gemara, it turns out that even if they were caught mid-air, there's no longer Me'ilah, and even according to Elizabeth Tzadik, perhaps, that they need to be burnt, once in 7 years, they have to take them out and get burnt, but it's not part of the Akrova, and there's no Me'ilah. Klal Yisrael are referred to as Bas Nodif, a daughter of Avraham Avinu. As Rashi says, Shanod Vailibu Lahakis Boy, who stepped forward, who came forward to recognize Hashem. We learned about the Geim who relate very closely with Avraham Avinu. We learned about Mitzvah Sinius, the concept of doing things modestly, whether Torah, Tzedakah, or even things which are by nature, public events, Hechnasas Kalat, Leveis Hameis. Tzedakah is greater than all Karbonis. The Iker Schar of Tzedakah is in accordance with the Chesed factor, the heart factor. Included in the tzedakah, timing, sensitivity, etc. There are three advantages that chesed has over a tzedakah, and we learned that even Torah is meant to have a chesed element within it. Torah is chesed, Torah lishma, according to the second pshat, Torah lamdu lachir. Kol tov to you, and much hatzlacha.